I think I had two brothers delivered by midwives. Oh. Let's see. English, Morris, Dan. Mama had four children, and her fifth one, there was something wrong. We didn't have lots of doctors in those. And the doctor didn't get there, and this midwife was there, and some more folks, so she delivered the baby. And then another baby she had, and I never did understand how come her to depend on that midwife and in place of a doctor. I yet don't know, because my dad could have sure paid anybody. Of course, midwives were cheaper than doctors, but that was nothing. The woman's life and the baby's life should have been considered, you know, and of course, some of them was all right, some of them might not have been. I don't know where they were really qualified.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think they had to have license. Them days, but they do now.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear one called a granny woman?
Oh, every now and then you run in people that says granny so-and-so. They used to be an old lady, lived close to us, wasn't a bit of kin in the world to us, but everybody called her granny. So we did too.
Might as well.
And my great-grandmother, everybody called her granny. So we said granny, and then my other great-grandmother, we called her Mammy. Her name was Charlotte, and I didn't know that till about 6 months ago.
Is that right?
That's the truth. There's a man in Washington, he's retired from his work, his name is and he's from Simpson County, and he's going through records up there of the census, when people were censused. They had the census through here, you know, long ago. Finding out where different families come from to come to this county, you know. And I found out there now, that's how I come here to know that my great-grandmother, Mammy Lottie, was born in North Carolina. He said that was what he mentioned her in the census. Said that her name spoke about him as Mr. Jesse and his wife Charlotte, and then went to giving their children's names a part of them. I know they just had a part of them when the census was taken. He told what year and all. But she was always called Lottie, and so us grandchildren, great-grandchildren, no, we just said Mammy Lottie.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever heard people use a word for a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just left her?
They're called Grace Widder here.
Reckon why that is?
I don't know. And one man spoke to me about that one time. He was telling me something about a widow woman. He says,